Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. I'm guessing that many of you out there made a plan at the beginning of the year to read through this book, the Bible. And so each week, I want to help you understand what's going on in this story, because let's face it, reading the Bible can be difficult. It can be frustrating. It's not like reading any other book that might be sitting on your shelf. And so I want to give us overviews and to help us understand the type of literature that we are reading. And the reality is that if you want to understand the whole Bible, you got to start at the beginning. If you miss Genesis, then you miss the launch. You miss the trajectory of where everything is going. This is the book of beginnings. Genesis tells us where everything came from: the world, humanity, sin, and it tells us about God's plan to fix what sin has broken. Genesis opens with God creating all things by His word. Not chaos, but order. Not accident, but purpose. And when God creates man and woman, He makes them in His image. That means every human life has value and dignity and meaning. But then comes Genesis chapter 3, and everything changes. Adam and Eve rebel against God. Sin enters the world. And from that point on, the problem with humanity is not ignorance, it's separation from God. And we see that sin never stays contained, but rather it spreads from one family to many families until the whole world. But still, God is merciful. In the flood, God preserves Noah. At Babel, God restrains human pride. And then in Genesis chapter 12, the story narrows. God calls one man, Abraham, and God makes a promise. Through his offspring, through Abraham's offspring, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And that promise moves through Isaac, and then Jacob, and then Joseph. None of them are perfect. All of them have their flaws, and yet God remains faithful. So Genesis ends with God's people preserved, God's promise intact, and God's plan still moving forward. And here's what you need to see. Genesis doesn't just start the Bible, it shapes the entire movement of the Bible. Here's some quick facts that you need to know about the book of Genesis. The main characters include God. He is the creator and the covenant maker. You've got Adam and Eve and Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. Here are some main themes that are laced throughout this book: creation and fall, God's covenant, God's sovereignty over history, and the beginnings of redemption. The book itself is a narrative. And here's some tips for reading narrative literature. We read for plot and promise, not just moral lessons. Watch how God drives the story, even when humans fail. Now, next time, we move from promise to people, from Genesis into Exodus, and we'll watch God begin forming a redeemed nation.